HKX, mobile.
Hey, Patrick, what are you up to? KB4CBA.
Up for the day, so getting ready to head up the mountain.
Oh, you got banker's hours today.
So that way, you just take them as you can. There's been enough excitement today, so I'm good.
Sounds good, man. I tell you. Well, I finally got with the help of three of my friends, I got my HF antenna back up. It looks like the Ballon had gotten hit with lightning, but also the short leg. You know, it's all center fit, and the 50-foot side was, it was messed up because I was not getting a good reading from it with the ohm meter, and I ran 12 volts through it, and I had a voltage drop, so it's probably just hanging on by one strand or something. So anyway, everything up there is new. I mean, everything. So once I got it up there, I said, well, if it doesn't work now, then, you know, I guess I'm just out of ham radio.
Some of that stuff will drive you nuts, just the little things that you overlook or don't think about. I mean, it don't take much.
I mean, I question, you know, everything from the feed line here coming into the radio and you know, I even checked it, it's a great wire. I forget the name of it, but it's got a solid copper center, you know, and it really is, you know, just top notch.
Good to hear you got it back up and working. And like I say, I know that stuff can be aggravating. I'm dealing with a real issue myself.
A real, you know, I don't even know what the word is, just discouraged, I guess. For several months, and I just couldn't even think about it. And then I finally said, "Dadgummit, you know, it's getting nice outside, nice enough." And so I had Chad and Steve and Dave over here. So, and I tell you, Chad just. He really saved the day with his. He had a perfect launch over all four of my trees. It was just unbelievable.
The launcher that he built?
I think something else. I definitely wouldn't want to get hit with that projectile, that's for sure.
You talk to him. I asked him about the garage door in his launcher.
So is that going to be like... my cousin, he's cleaning it. This years ago, he was cleaning his 410, and he blew one of the window panes out in his bedroom.
He's a story, but just make sure you ask him about it.
Well, I tell you, there's some DX going on 12 and 15, and, I've got a tuner coming in for 80 meters. So I'll be able to tune up on 80. It's an automatic tuner. It's LDG 1000 Pro 2. I don't know if you recognize that brand or not, but anyway, it's supposed to be here tomorrow.
Man, but you got a tuner just for 80 meters? I obviously didn't realize you could get one just for a specific band.
KB4CBA. Well, it's, I may have been misleading. It tunes from 6 to 80, but I need it for 80. So, and for some reason, it's not tuning on 10, so I may need it for 10, too. But anyway, so, but everything else, it tunes up real good with the, you know, built-in automatic tuner on the 7300. So, but anyway, so I'll be able to check into the sideband net on 80 meters.
I need to get back in the habit of trying to get in there and get on HF. There's just a lot of times I don't get in till then, and trying to get everything done that I need to do before I sit down is just, I don't know, I just haven't got managed to figure out a time frame to get it all done yet.
The problem with me, I had the time, I just couldn't get motivated, but once I finally, you know, took the initiative and started on it, then I felt more, you know, committed to get it done and see it through. So, but I couldn't have gotten it, you know, I couldn't have gotten it up there without the help of those three guys. They were just really, all of them were great, and you know, we just had to think some things through, and we worked out every problem, and it was a lot of hard work for them. I know, and I really appreciate it.
4HKX. It's nice when somebody comes together and helps you and gets it done. But I know you remember working on a car and you're beating your head against the wall and beating your head against the wall. Can't figure out what's wrong with it, and you go sit down and talk to somebody else, or they come over and take a look at it and they pick up immediately what's wrong with it, or you do. Nothing more aggravating than that.
I remember those days, and I would go and talk to my manager, who was my best friend and tennis partner at the time, and I'd start talking about the problem, and I would answer my own question. I'd sit there and go, oh, wait a minute. Most of the time, there was one time he had to tell me, he said, you're chasing the ghost. He said, you just need to, you know, stop what you're doing. And but all the other times, I just I kind of answered my own question as I was talking. I guess I just needed to talk, say the words out loud, and my brain was able to, you know, figure it out.
In the same way, it's, I don't know what it is. You get to beat your head against the wall, and you get stuck in a rut doing the same thing over and over again and not coming out with a different result, you know. But then you go talk to somebody, and you think about it in a different way, and you answer, like you say, you answer your own question, and it was just a matter of going and getting away from it a minute or talking to somebody else or what. But I've been there many a time trying to figure something out.
More times than I like to remember, and you know, you're sitting there, not only are you trying to figure it out, but you're also feeling that pressure of, you know, you're just wasting time, and a lot of times, to my detriment, I wouldn't go and ask for extra time to figure something out, and wind up, you know, losing time on the job.
That, and to my detriment, I like to stay with something and verify it before I send it out, no matter how much it takes, and that would wind up costing me time in the long run. But I don't know, it just, this is the way I was about it. So, but yeah,
I mean, you know, you don't want to send it out and know it's not fixed, because you know you're going to see it again, and then you're not going to get paid at all to work on it, so that's even more frustrating. So, you know, I'm sure you heard the slogan we heard it a bunch of times, especially in the classroom, fix it right the first time.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard that comment. Like, is there any other way to do it? But, yeah, obviously there is. But sometimes, man, just trying to verify the repair was a chore in itself some days because of the intermittent stuff.
The intermittent stuff was the most frustrating, that's for sure. And I'll tell you. But anyway, when I think back about that, I'm just glad those days are over. It's interesting now. I still watch some of these car shows and just to see what these guys are doing to cars, and it's just amazing, some of the fabrication and all. And of course, you know, they got sponsors and, you know, that probably, you know, give them the parts or give them to them cheap, you know, so just for the advertisement. But I don't know what kind of deal they have worked out there, but it's just amazing. They put on a whole new suspension and on a car and, you know, shore up the frame and or the subframes and you know, the body if they need to, and just you know, watch what they do with everything. It's just absolutely amazing. It looks like it would be a lot of fun, but it is a lot of hard work.
Make it look easy in those 30-minute TV shows. Oh, look, it's done. There was no stripped out or rusted bolts or nuts you got to deal with, or, you know, sitting there flipping a wrench because you can't make but an eighth of a turn with it, trying to get the nut and bolts in and out. You know, they take all that, edit all that stuff out of it.
Yeah, they don't show the hard stuff. Every now and then, I noticed they show one where a bolt broke off in a bumper, and they welded, see how they do that. They welded a nut to it and were able to get it out, but I don't think I've ever seen that done quite that way, but, and of course, you know, I had access to that kind of equipment, but I'd had to got somebody to help me with it, but I never tried it that way, but it worked.
I've used it before. Candle wax is another one for rusted nuts and bolts. If you can get to the back of it, the bolt or nut, and then take just regular old emergency candle wax and dip it in there, push it up against it, it'll follow the heat up through the threads and act as a lubricant to help lubricate those rusted threads and stuff like that. So I've done that, and I had an old guy from up in Michigan teach me that one, so I didn't come up with that one on my own.
Heard of that, but, you know, I always wondered what this poor guy up north did, because, I mean, you know, we thought we saw a lot of bad stuff, rusted, and good Lord, up there it had to have been a lot worse, and so I'm sure they come up with some stuff that we hadn't even thought about, but yeah, I've never heard that, but if it works, anything that can get in those threads, I had this special spray, I think it was called Freeze-Off or something, and it worked really good. You could spray, I would spray the rusted bolts down before I started backing them out, and, you know, spray them two or three times sometime, and then let it sit for a few minutes, and then they would just come right out. It was amazing. It really made a difference, especially working on exhaust and stuff like that.
Cool. normally on the diesels, I didn't have too much trouble with the exhaust studs and stuff like that. Now, the gas vehicles is another story. I know I've done enough of the ones on the 5-4-3 valve. That right-hand head, it was constantly breaking bolts, and you'd have to drill them out and re-tap them, or if you were lucky, you just got it to back out with an easy out, which very seldom did it ever do. But it was always a challenge. I've done my fair share of those, for sure.
Well, I've seen vehicles come in and I get underneath it and look up and see the rear, the last nut on the exhaust manifold. You can see the head was missing. And so you're sitting there thinking to yourself, okay, do I mention this or do I just let it go?
Sometimes you got to question yourself on it. But I always tried to let the customer know when they had a problem with their car. It may not always have been good for me, but that's what I was there for.
I know. I tried to send them out, better than they came in, even if it was just an oil change and a tire rotation. And, I wouldn't try to sell them anything they didn't absolutely need. But, I would usually mention that. Most of the time, they didn't want to have anything done because it wasn't, causing a problem. Sometimes it would just be little things. It would make a big difference in the long run. Tightening some rear, those things called, having a senior moment here. Anyway, some nuts on the rear suspension. I remember on the Mazda 3, they would work themselves loose, and on the sway bar, bushing, and you could tighten it up and take the play out, and it would, because they'd be hearing a rattle back there, and they just didn't know what it was.
That's a lot of that little stuff you done. Just if you knew it was a problem and it was a quick fix, just do it and be done with it and move on. But hey, didn't you get rid of your Mustang? Did I hear you say something about that a few weeks ago?
Can be yours. It's still up for sale.
Hey, Skex, I'll have to pass on that. But I thought I heard you say you'd got rid of it or was going to get rid of it.
Yeah, we've got it on Marketplace, and I've dropped the price some, and we've gotten some bites. I got a guy that says he lives in Nashville and he works. He says he's going to come Saturday and look at it. So, now I've got about 8 or 10 people that have responded, but I don't want to trade. I just want to sell.
A lot of people are. I hate putting stuff on Marketplace just for that reason. You get a lot of nonsense and people just wanting to make fun of it or cause problems, and I'm just aggravated with it.
We're not hurting, and I don't have to sell it. I mean, I just need to. We just don't have the room for it. And I'm not going to give it away, that's for sure. KB4CBA.
Another one, they'll call and you got a price on it and they want to offer you some ridiculously low price. I don't get into that. I just, It's on there for a price, that's what it is, and if I want to buy it, I buy it. If not, I don't. I'm not much one for haggling over price. If it's too high, I just go somewhere else.
Well, I don't mind, dickering with somebody, but like I said, I'm not going to give it away, and I know what it's worth, and I'm getting down close to to where I'm not going to have much wiggle room if I drop the price much lower. But anyway, we'll see what this happens with this guy Saturday, and go from there.
But Dave, I'm going to go ahead and say 7.3s. I'm getting ready to start to climb up the mountain. I'll be getting scratchy here. So it's good to talk to you again. Good to catch up. I hadn't talked to you in a while. So you be careful out there. And this is KO4 HKX. Mountain clear. 7.3.
Take care. Glad you had a good day. And hope your evening is enjoyable as well. I'm going to go play some tennis here in a little while. All right, 73s, take care, enjoy the QSO, KB4 CPA.